From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Recently, another amateur asked me how I came up with a new topic each week. It was a point that had not really occurred to me, as there are so many things happening in the world that relate to amateur radio and are pertinent to the personal or club activities. This is the news segment that is devoted to clubs, and you can tell from Q News how vital clubs feel broadcasting is to the survival of the hobby and for getting and holding members. To my mind, it is like the satirical view of the world with hordes of commuters or the family eating together, all enthralled in the small screen activity before them, oblivious to those around them, not talking, not interacting, but consumed with the online connectedness. For the hobby that has portrayed itself as the first social medium, the introvertedness of the modern amateur world is bizarre, if not contrary. I don't access your local repeater. I don't chase through the myriads of bookmarks to check your club's activities. And I'm not on the mailing list for your club newsletter. There are listeners tuned avidly each week, and others who receive the podcast or text edition, who would like to know about your involvement in amateur radio. There are people finding amateur radio and searching for a reason to join in and enjoy the many facets of this broad-based set of ever-changing technological interests. There is so much in the scope of amateur radio, most of us will never experience its full scope. By talking and thinking and inviting others to join us, our hobby will continue to grow. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.